Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness is back for episode 130. It's a dumb birthday game from March 19th, 1994. Norm gets right to the game, so I'll only prepare you for it by letting you know that I have titled it Punning Rampant. The esteemed panel, the lovely Arlene in Philadelphia, Bob from Pittsburgh, and there could be a love connection with Arlene, Howard and Dave in Kingston, safely hiding under his desk, Rod the security guard, Emilio Morata, producing, playing in studio, and not an ace producer. I'm also in studio, and Jack Hart. The birthdays, Glenn Close, and if you thought the pun got started with Jack, brace yourself for the onslaught that takes place from here on out. Phyllis Newman and her skin condition, Philip Roth, Bruce Willis, Ornette Coleman and his plastic horn, Patrick McGowan, and Ruth Poynter. We switched to side B to hear the remainder of the game and Ruth Poynter's age, so don't worry. More ridiculousness. Sangawitches, the Pixar show this after. Norm is yet again way behind in sending out lots of prizes. Dumb birthday game, as well as stuff from guests. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. The Quad State area. Portnoy's complaints. Counting the huffs and puffs. Drinking, smoking, and thinking of women. Noose Radio 1030. There's a cameo by Jack Benny. We learn that Norm began his 50-year career in radio at the age of 51. That's the limit in Canada and optical illusions. Episode 130, Punning Rampant, begins right now.
We'll ask you how old you think they are. We have a panel that's going to guess, and you can just imagine the hilarity that takes off from that simple premise. Oh, I just can't stand the thought of it. Okay, let me introduce you to members of the panel now. We have Arlene, who's out in Philadelphia. We talked with a little bit earlier this very day. Hi, Arlene.
Hi, Norm.
Hello. Let's see who else is playing the game with us. We have Bob, who's in the other end of your Pennsylvania, state of Pennsylvania. You're in Philadelphia, and he's in Pittsburgh. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
How far is it from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia? You guys
too
sound
far.
Like too far.
Too far for
Oh, because you guys sound like me. You would like to get together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is wonderful. I'm sorry that you're so far apart. Maybe we could have some kind of a deal where WBZ would pay for transportation.
Oh, man.
Sounds like a good idea.
Oh, you may hate each other after you meet each other. Who knows?
Oh, no.
No, that's not true. I just...
Hey, and Norm,
yeah?
Before you go on, in order to find me, I know you like accents, and this is why I want to tell you this. The part of Philadelphia that I live in, if I'm saying it right, is South Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. I worked with a fellow here in Boston, a guy named Jess Kane, who was from Philadelphia, and he used to do the accent well, because that's where he grew up, and he would talk about South Philadelphia a lot.
Yeah,
lot
Bob of, can do that good. Philadelphia.
A lot of well-known singers came from South Philadelphia, did they not?
Yes.
Was it Connie Francis was one, and is it Bobby Darin, not Bobby Darin, there's some others.
Bobby Rydell.
Frankie Avalon.
Oh, Bobby Rydell, Frankie Avalon. All from that area.
Good old Chubby, I think, probably.
Okay.
Who?
Chubby Checker.
And Lee Andrews, too, but I don't know what part of Philly he was from.
I don't know. Let's go to Howard and Dave.
Hello.
Who share matching phones.
Matching
phones down in Kingston.
That's right.
Okay, the only problem with the extension phones is the level on the second one drops off so badly.
How's this? Better?
No, you're still much. Who's this now? Is this Dave?
Is Dave.
He can yell, I suppose.
Yeah.
You should talk from the second floor. It'd be higher then.
Howard, let me hear you talk.
All right, I'll talk. How's that?
Wow. No, you sound okay.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
You sound not okay.
No, you both sound okay, except that you're much lower level, Dave.
I'm much lower level. Well, wait a second. How does that work? How it works for me?
I have no idea. It's obviously he's gunning for your position. He's ready to overthrow you, and I'd watch out for him if I were you.
It's one of these cheap AT&T phones. I don't know what's going on here.
Okay, now we can hear you well enough, so that'll be okay. And we're going to the front desk now because our security guard, Rod, does not want to come in here because he has to guard us. Well, there may be a bunch of terrorists trying to break their way in right at this moment. How you doing, Rod?
Okay, right now I'm hiding behind the desk. I forgot my gun and we're being shot at.
Oh, as long as it keeps you busy, it makes the night pass a little quicker. Okay, now I'm going to turn your microphone on, Emilio, because I'm ready for you to hear you speak. Anyway, Emilio Morata, producer here at WBZ, is with us. And hello.
Hi, Noel. Could you do me a favor? And so you can elevate my lofty status, could you refer to me as your ace producer, Emilio Morata?
I don't think so, no.
Thank you.
No, I wouldn't be caught dead doing that. Are you kidding?
Norm, could you refer to me as your ace producer?
Yes, I could. Anybody. Rod.
Yeah, okay.
Arlene, Bob, anybody. And anyway, Tony Nesbitt is with us, which is always a great treat.
Thanks.
Yeah. That's all you got to add? I don't have much else to say.
What's Tony referred to as? If Howard
Deuce producer.
What's Tony?
Deuce.
I don't really know, but one thing is about it, your little voice is way off there, way low level. Anyway,
speaking of cards,
yeah,
let's bring in Jack.
That's right.
Get it a card, get ace, deuce, jack
of hearts.
And he's funny. He's such a card.
He's a jack of hearts.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I always wanted to say hi to Jack, but he just didn't have the heart.
Oh, this is going to be a real bummer tonight. I can just feel that. Boy, this is...
Why don't we just call it? I'm taking a beating on this one.
Hi, Jack.
Hello.
A beating.
Hey, Jack. Nice.
Okay, let's get to the game as quickly as possible. Get it over with as quickly. And hang up on all of you as quickly as possible, and then I want to go home.
This will be the last game ever played.
Okay. How about the Glenn Close? That sounds like another one of those Tonto jokes, like...
How close was she?
No, maybe it's one of those assumed names. Remember we had, if Tuesday Well wanted to go to Hotel Unknown, which he registered under an assumed day.
Well, which you mean?
Glenn Close would register under an assumed distance. That's right. That's exactly right.
Glenn not near, so close. Yeah Glenn near.
Yeah, like...
Glenn Farr.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys like Don Cherry could register under an assumed fruit.
Sure.
Yeah. Jack Lemmon, same thing.
Yeah.
Jim Rice under an assumed condiment.
Sure.
Or an assumed...
Grain.
An assumed grain, yeah.
Yeah, and we already talked about Jack Hart could register under an assumed body part.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He could register like a Jack... That's right, Jack Gallbladder. Could register under that kind of thing.
Last week.
You've got some gall, Jack.
Oh. I don't think I have the stomach for this.
Okay, let's speak of that. Arlene, first of all, Glenn Close. How old? Let me give you, see if I can give you some clues on this. Glenn Close, born in Greenwich, Connecticut, five-time Oscar nominee, World According to Garp, The Big Chill, The Natural, Fatal Attraction, Dangerous Liaisons,
wow.
Skylark, and The Paper, TV's Sarah Plain and Tall. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was on, I think, last year.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plain and Tall.
Sarah Plain and Tall. Glenn Close. Anyway, how old do you think? Let's start with you, Arlene. How old would you say?
I'm just going to guess. I'm not sure. I guess 42.
42? Yeah. Do you have the phone down, partly down your throat? And you sound like it's very close to your mouth, is it?
How's that? Is that better?
Oh, that's a little better. That's much nicer.
That's central.
I just wanted to make sure I was close enough, Norm, but I got too close.
No, that's okay. I don't mind that.
I'm sorry. I want you, Arlene.
She's mine. She's mine.
I know.
As we used to say on Vine Street in Everett, she's mine. And we're going to share the same sandwich. That's the way we used to talk when growing up. Probably wondered how come I came out of it speaking so smoothly. Hey, what do you say, Sherman? You want a sandwich or what? Want to go to the picture show? This after? Want to go this after to the show? Did you talk that way when you were growing up, Arlene?
No, because I'm originally from New York.
Oh, you're from New York originally?
You contain yourself now, Bill.
Okay, Bob in Pittsburgh. How old do you think Glenn Close is?
Well, this might be pretty far off. for going close.
Forty-seven. Okay. Do we have any special person that gets these? Oh, I'm sorry, it's Emilio who lines these people up. Howard. Howard, how old do you think Glenn Close is?
I think she's 43 today.
43 today. And what do you think, Dave?
I think she's 40 even. You're wrong.
40 even. Okay. It's a debate going on in Kingston.
She's 40.
Okay.
Don't 40. Listen to anything Howard says.
Well, no, I have to listen to him because I have marking down his guesses down there, too.
Okay.
Thank you for supporting me, Norm.
No, I will. I will, right to the end. Until you get out of Emerson, you start competing for my job, and then we're enemies. Understand that?
Okay.
Although why anybody would want this job is beyond me. Rod, what do you think there at the front desk?
Okay, I'll say 42.
42, okay. Now Rod is hiding behind the desk because you never know who's going to come breaking their way in through the glass in the front door.
That's right.
Okay. Tony, what do you think?
42.
42, says
my
Tony.
Answer.
Okay, Emilio?
Everyone else was close, but no cigar. I'm going to go with 42. They all stole my answer also.
I see.
Three people betting 42? What kind of game is that?
Yeah, four people, as a matter of fact. Arlene also said 42.
Hey, wait, now, if we all guess the same answers all the way through, we're all guaranteed to win prizes.
That's right.
Well, if you all do, yes.
All the way through, sure.
However, Dave guessed 40, and Howard said 43, and Bob said 47. So
he means throughout the entire game.
Throughout the entire game.
Well, we threw it off, but next time.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah,
but that's a strategy.
Yeah, but the thing is, please don't do that to Norm. He's already 6 to 8 weeks behind.
I know, right? I know. We're behind in that. Behind also on the Tri-Bond.
And the Paul Sloan books. So, people, if you're listening, they're on their way.
So,
Paul
Sloan books, too. So,
in other words, they're in the mail?
Yeah.
Well, they're not in the mail yet, but they will be.
Yeah, it's in the mail, sure.
Within a fortnight. Jack Hart, what do you think?
I'm going to say more like 47.
47.
Wow, really?
Okay, that's exactly how old she is.
Oh,
47.
So we weren't even close.
Ooh,
42.
No.
He must have seen her at the picture show.
Yeah, just this after.
Oh, sharp of you. Jack Hart and Bob from Pittsburgh, both tied in this first round as we go to Phyllis Newman. You know Phyllis Newman? Very talented lady from Jersey City, New Jersey, originally, wearing blue trunks and with warts on her knees. She says she sings the ever popular. Isn't that ugly? She's such a pretty lady. And she appeared as a panelist on To Tell the Truth. In the movie, she was in Picnic and Vagabond King. I'm sure you've seen her. I don't know what the rest of her credits, but there are other things she's done, too. Can you picture, Jack?
Yeah, I can picture.
Okay, what do you think? How old do you think she is?
Who? I'm picturing her in my mind from like the 70s.
Okay, Robert Klein, in one of his bits, talks about appearing on Jeopardy. I think it was Jeopardy, the original Jeopardy way, way back with Phyllis Newman.
Some celebrity special.
Yeah, no, I don't remember what the format was. I think he was mentioning some quiz show.
Hmm.
And he was saying Phyllis would come on and say, oh, I don't, she used to act like a kind of a bimbo. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. And she guessed all the correct answers. Apparently, she's an extremely bright woman.
Yeah.
And he was in awe of her. I remember that.
Wow.
And
when was that when you saw Robert Klein?
Well, that was an album that he had made.
Oh,
and
if he talks about Phyllis Newman. From a Jeopardy show, when was that show?
This was on vinyl, too.
The show was a while back. Yeah, probably the LP came out about
probably the
15 years ago, maybe.
Well, okay.
And how do you think? Maybe the Jeopardy show was probably 4 years before, maybe.
Maybe about that, yeah, something like that.
We're talking almost 20 years ago. So you're saying...
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay.
You're saying he was in awe.
And you said the 70s, Jack. Anyway, you said you're thinking of the 70s.
Yeah, 70s. I'm remembering her from the 70s, so I guess she'll always be 37 in my mind. But I think now she's more like 60.
60?
Yeah.
Okay. Emilio, what do you think?
Well, Norm, if you could fill us in with some more details.
He's sitting there. He doesn't hear a word any of us are saying because he's plotting.
his next hilarious.
You know, it takes a new man to put up with that.
I know.
No, you know how hard it is to make bad jokes?
I don't know. They come rolling off your trunk trippingly.
It's just very difficult. I'm going to say that she is, I'm feeling 57.
You're feeling 57?
Well, what does 57 have to say about that?
You could be arrested for that.
What does 57's husband have to say about that? Oh, thank God I had the sense not to follow that up with the line I was thinking. Tony, what do you say?
So they both guess 57?
Yeah, no. Jack said 60.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, because if they both did, then that would be a... There's not a lot of variety there.
I get it in hindsight.
Hindsight. 56.
What a variety.
Okay, Rod, what do you think
today one guess?
I need to catch up with us. Rod probably just hung up and is going outside to get as far away from this program as possible. What do you say, Rod?
I'm saying, boy, these guys are either tired or they lost a few brain cells.
Well, you're very close.
I'm going to say 60.
60. You're going to say 60 also?
Yeah.
Okay, and Dave?
I'm saying 66.
Dave is saying 66, and what is Howard saying?
She's actually 55 years old today.
55 years old. Look, you didn't say 55 years young. That's what I hate worst of all.
Is that a frustration for you?
Well, yeah. Well, nobody, I haven't done it yet, but I suspect they will soon. Why, he's 68 years young.
No, but is that one of those frustrations?
That becomes so condescending. Yeah. I hate that.
But what about 98? He's 98 years young. Is there a certain area where it turns around and you say years young, it makes him feel better?
98, you're nothing years young. Would you say that, what's that, please?
At 98, you're nothing years young.
You had to ask them to repeat
What does that mean? What does that mean? For God's sake, what does that mean?
Get a Jacquard to English, English to Jacquard dictionary.
What about George Burns? Would you say he's 98 years young?
Oh, no.
No, he's 98 years old.
Yeah.
All right. Bob, what do you think?
Well, since this is the birthday game, I don't want to take the cake, but I'll say 60.
He's really reaching, isn't he? Oh,
yeah.
That's so pitiful.
Frosting that one over.
Oh, is that that's typical Pittsburgh humor, except for Emilio, who should have been grown up in Pittsburgh.
We won't hold a candle to him.
No, candle, cake.
Arlene, what do you think?
I'll say 59.
59 is absolutely correct.
What?
And you're everybody. The rest of you were very, very close, especially it was 60 and like that. Anyway, 59. She is 59 years old today, March 19th. You know Philip Roth? Of course you do. I'm being fool. I hate when I say you know these people.
That's a frustration for me. I really hate that when people say, you know who I'm talking about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or do you know who I'm talking about? When you know, because you're an intellectual. You are an intellectual, Tony.
With a few dead brain cells.
You shut up. Holy God, this mouth. Anyway, let me tell you about Philip Roth.
Roth. Okay.
Could be worse. He could be my son. Wouldn't that be a nightmare?
I think that's a clue for his age. It's got to be at least 50.
Emilio Nathan. Would you have named you Emilio Nathan?
I think it's a pretty name, Emilio Nathan. Sure. Sure beats Nathan. I would name
what
him
would you, what would his middle name be?
His middle name would be...
Irving. No.
Sam Alphonse.
It would be Morris. Emilio Morris Nathan. Right.
Yeah. Nathan. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. EMN. I don't know what that means, but...
You were saying?
Philip Roth. Philip Roth was born in Newark, New Jersey.
Jersey people here? And Philly, get that little tri-state area, isn't it? Not the tri... Well, it's almost the tri-state.
Yeah, tri-state, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania. Connecticut. I knew those.
Well, Pennsylvania, it's the quad state area.
Okay. Author of the 1969... Here's a clue now. Author of the 1969 bestseller, Portnoy's Complaint.
Remember that? They made that into a movie?
Of course. Do you remember that? Yeah. Is that annoying? You remember Philip Roth and his Portnoy's complaint? Oh, yeah, sure.
And he also won a National Book Award for Goodbye Columbus. That was with the...
They made that into a movie last year, one of those movies. Columbus. Yeah.
What Goodbye year was that award that he won? Right.
They wanted to time it for the 500th anniversary of Columbus's arrival here.
No, it's... So they should have the, that was for his later, departure. His
that's right. That's why when he left. That's true.
Goodbye.
This
come on.
Mostly about his wife.
What's that? Be careful now. You don't want to miss the boat.
Okay. Anyway, he also wrote Operation Shylock, A Confession. I'm not familiar with that. And The Ghostwriter. And also, you know, also, whatever happened to Emilio Marotta? He rewrote a book with that title, as I recall.
And they optioned the movie rights for that, too.
Yeah, and they renamed the movie, though. That was only the working title. Oh. The real title would be Whatever Happened to Emilio Morris Nathan. Okay, Philip Roth, let's start with you, Howard.
You're joking, right?
No.
Surely you jest.
I don't jest. This is a serious program. You ought to know that.
Yeah, I realize that.
And stop calling him Shirley.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's right. My name isn't Shirley. It's Marion.
I went to Marion.
But you can call me Betty.
And Betty, you can call me Al.
Okay.
You don't have to call me anything.
Just don't call me late for
dinner.
Hey, shut up. It's my turn. Okay. 67.
67.
Sounds like a good age.
Who are we talking about anyway? I lost my place.
Some guy that wrote a book. Won an award.
Okay, Philip Roth. Okay, Dave, what do you think?
Now, I read Goodbye Columbus in high school, and that was 1980, and I saw the film that was done in late 60s, early 70s, Goodbye Columbus.
He's making this up. He's giving false clues to everybody.
Yeah, well,
I was going to say, if he read the book and...
Never mind.
Dave can't even read.
No, but I mentioned the Portnoy's Complaint was a bestseller in 1969.
Well, that was a popular one.
I beg your pardon.
What was his complaint, by the way?
His complaint was Emilio's jokes.
even back then,
before Emilio was born, he sensed there was going to be such a person.
Actually, I was born in 65, Norm, so I was around.
Oh, that's right.
Can we guess Emilio's age?
Can we guess some what?
Guess Emilio's age.
I don't think so. If you want to, you can.
Sure, since he just said he was born in 65. Why not?
That'd be a lot easier.
I wonder if they could still figure it out.
That's what we're doing wrong. You got to tell us when the people were born. Make it so much easier.
My problem is, every time I listen to this game, I know every answer until, of course, I get on the phone, and then I have no clue as to who these people are. I'm saying... Wait a minute. Who am I guessing?
Philip Roth. R-O-T-H.
I would assume that's a male.
It is Philip Roth, I believe, is a male, yes.
Well, if that's the case, then I would just assume he must be 65.
Otherwise, he would be, if it were she, she'd be younger or older?
She'd be 69, but she's 65.
He is.
I see.
I'm sorry.
It was the Dave thing, was the generic.
Hey, Tony.
65 is my guess.
Okay, 65. Tony?
When was the book, Portnoy's?
I'm sorry, wait a minute. Dave said 65, and Howard said 67. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. When did Portnoy's Complaint come out?
69. It was bestseller in 69.
So he's probably...
Probably 67.
He's 20. That's 25 years ago. If you're trying to work that out.
Thanks a lot. 65. I needed that.
65. Okay.
66.
66. Okay. 66. Okay. Right in between those other two guesses.
Oh,
Arlene.
64.
Okay. Well, you know what you do from here on. 64. Just come on the phone and breathe heavily into the phone, and we'll translate that into an age.
Okay.
We'll count the huffs and puffs.
Okay.
I hope we get someone who's about 150. so we can count it.
Pass out by the time you get to 79.
Wait a minute, she's hyperventilating. I think that's a correct answer.
Okay, Emilio, what do you say? How old is Philip Roth?
I don't even... One of my frustrations, Norm, is I never know half the people that you tell us. So I'm going to say that he is... Since everyone's guessing in the 60s, I'm going to go 68.
68. Okay, and Bob out there in Pittsburgh, what do you think?
Oh, man, I'm going to say 63.
Oh, man, I'll write it down. 63. Okay, Jack?
62.
Maybe you and Arlene both could just breathe into the phone. You know, did you say 63?
I said 62.
Oh, 62. Okay. And Rod?
Was that a hint?
Well, actually, I really don't care. Hey, Arlene, do that again, and Jack, do it again, too. It really got my blood pumping.
Hey, okay. None of that, pal.
Okay, 64.
Don't forget, while you're on duty, Rod, protecting us here in the rest of this building,
yeah.
There's no drinking, there's no smoking, and there's no thinking of women. Oh. Understand that? Concentrate on terrorists breaking in and tearing this place apart.
Well, let me tell you what. If I can't drink, smoke, or think of women, then I'll let the terrorists in.
I suppose it's better than doing nothing. Right there. Okay.
Forget it. Go somewhere where you can. Okay.
Philip Roth is 61.
Oh.
61 today. So I think Bob, no,
oh, Jack.
Jack said 62.
Scoring update.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, scoring update.
We've only guessed like three people.
So you might as well say Jack scored.
Jack has got two out of those three.
Yeah.
Jack has got two, and Arlene and Bob both have one apiece.
Okay.
Okay, Bruce Willis.
I know.
Bruce Willis is an Emilio Morata lookalike.
Yeah, except he's about 100 pounds lighter than I am, I would say.
I think he's got maybe 5 hair follicles less than you, Emilio.
How do you know that?
Have you seen Bruce Willis lately?
And probably.
No. Well, yeah, but you've never seen Emilio Morata.
Yeah, I see him all the time.
Oh, that you have. This is Rod.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Anyway, he's from New Jersey also. Did you know that? He's from Penns Grove, New Jersey. Played David Addison on Moonlighting. You know, I've never seen Moonlighting all the way through. Have you not? No, anybody here?
One episode,
no.
Nope. That's surprising. Never saw that.
It really is. No, I've never seen it. And I love Cybill Shepherd.
That was a good show.
I guess it was. I've seen little bits of it, but I somehow never could sit still for a whole hour.
But the only thing about that, all they did was argue, it seemed like.
I think that was the idea, conflict of the two personalities. I can say that with the great authority, what the whole point of the program is. I've never seen it all the way through.
The entire show.
Yeah. That's the way we broadcast this. We talk about things we have no idea about.
Well, actually, they were arguing in real life, and when they shot most of the... A little bit of trivia for you. They shot most of the scenes. He would be standing like next to this woman that looked like her, and they would show her back, because they wouldn't be in the same room as each other. So all the shots of them together were never really in the same room.
Yeah. Wow.
Is that right?
Well, that is right.
That was towards the end when they were really fighting with each other?
Yes, they did not like each other.
I think he's making all that up.
No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
It's the Hollywood Minute.
Like that.
Okay. No, really.
Okay, let me tell you some other things about him that might give you a clue. His films include Mortal Thoughts, Die Hard 1 and 2, and Death Becomes Her with Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn. He had a hit record in 1987, Respect.
No, sir.
I wouldn't call it a hit.
What?
It was a record.
Okay, hold on while I scratch out a hit.
Please, it made a great Frisbee.
Okay, he had a record in 1987 called Respect.
It was actually a good song.
Was it?
Yeah.
How does it go? Could you sing?
He's a harmonica player, and he's bluesy.
If you don't respect yourself, ain't nobody gonna give a good kahoot. Na 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 ye.
Yeah. See what I mean? See, I told you it was not
everybody.
Isn't it amazing? Here's big, powerful 50,000-watt clear channel WBC, and we're broadcasting this crap. I can't believe it. I mean, this is all right for some 200-watt station someplace.
Well, at least do it consistently.
That's right.
Norm, I like the way you say news radio.
News. Oh, it's news radio.
Yeah.
News radio 1030. WBZ, news radio, cranking out a whole lot of stuff here on news radio. Okay.
Just don't get hung up by the news.
I didn't hear what you said, but I'd be grateful if you didn't repeat it. he also married actress, as you know, Demi Moore. In November 21st, 1987. They've been married for quite some time.
Yeah.
She's been on the cover of a Vanity Fair. It's almost like they should call it the Demi Fair or something. She, from starting with that picture of her pregnant and then later on not pregnant. And
painted naked. She was naked, but painted, never mind.
Painted over to look like she's wearing clothes.
Actually,
that's it.
She was also in the magazine as opposed to just on the cover.
Yes, she was.
You said she was on the cover, but she was also in.
That's
not that anybody would care, but
they have three kids and another one on the way now.
Is that right? Yeah.
And then she just popped one out, and then bang, she's going in the oven again.
I think Howard's stalking Bruce Willis and Demi Moore.
Howard who?
The gentleman on the phone that knows everything about their lives.
Howard Stern.
They're calling you a gentleman now.
Oh, no.
Okay, we're going to start with, let's see. Let's start with you, Rod.
Let me see. Bruce Willis. I say, even though he looks 50, I say he's 40.
Okay. Even though he looks 50, he's really 40. Okay. And let's see. Jack, what do you... Oh.
Whoops.
What do you think, Jack?
Is this thing on?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me in the back of the room?
I think we just lost Indiana.
38.
Okay, and Arlene, if you could tell us in your own breathy way.
39.
Oh. Wow. No, I haven't heard you. That's going to be my guess too, Norm.
It's going to be your guess also,
39, because there's something I haven't heard you.
Well, I haven't
some
heard
of the ghost of Jack Benny in a long time.
Haven't heard Jack Benny. Right. You know, 39 is a wonderful. I'm 39 years young.
And now I know why I haven't heard you summon it.
I know it's getting worse. I'll have to practice more when I get home. That'll be my homework assignment. Okay, and let's see, Bob. What do you say?
I'm going to say 39 also.
Oh, 39 also. You understand there's only one invitation per performer. when we get to Ursula Andress, if you guess she's 39, I'll do it again. Howard, what do you say?
I believe, seeing as I'm stalking him and all, he's 42.
Can you imagine that? He's a show with... Bruce Willis and Sybil Shepherd, and you're stalking Bruce Willis?
Oh, that's what I think Jack blurted out before. Somebody blurted that out.
Bruce and Demi Moore.
Okay, and
if
Dave...
I had $1 million, I tell you.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, what do you think?
Norm, how do you pick up the sequential order of which you ask the individual people?
I just try to mix it up a little bit each time.
Very sophisticated computer. He puts it in and makes it up, and it's
a CPA firm down the road.
The idea is to set it up.
Do we cheat him and how? And then,
we set it up so that it's stacked against anybody who doesn't work here, so I don't have to send out gifts.
I'm saying Bruce is 40.
40. Okay. And Emilio is saying?
I'm going to have to go with Howard, since he is the stalker of the night, and he's...
Where are we going?
He's going to know. He's going to know. 42.
42.
I know Howard. You don't want to go with him.
Wow. Actually, the correct age of Bruce Willis is 39.
Yes.
No.
39. Wow.
39. That means, you know...
Everybody won.
Arlene
won,
you see. And Bob won. And... Tony, I think I'd like to lie down. Okay, so we went three winners that time. And that means you want an update again. So we have a number of ties here. We got Jack and Bob and Arlene all have two apiece.
Hurrah.
As we go to Ornette Coleman, if you're a jazz fan.
What are my score and Dave's score? Just for the record.
I don't want to know.
Dave and who?
Dave and Howard.
Stephen Howard.
The David Howard Show.
And also Rod and Emilio.
Did you skip that?
We're losers.
That's
Howard.
Right. No, you have none of you, Howard, David, Rod.
Well, I guess 40. He was 39. I'm darn close.
No, I mean, you took such great pleasure in the fact that I had no correct answers.
No, I can't take note. You're not the only one. There are four of you who have no correct answers. You mustn't become paranoid. Although, after being in this business for as long as you have, like 4 minutes, I can understand why it can happen. You can imagine how I am after almost 50 years. Oh, God, I said it, and I'm trying to impress Arlene. She won't slay me for that.
Well, you started when you were half a year old, right, Don?
No, I was 51 when I began.
Oh, no.
So you're 101 years young?
Pardon me?
Yeah, 101 years
young. It was a mid-career change. Our midlife career change. Or
something like that. However, crisis.
I'll have to ask Dr. Lonnie Carton. She knows terms like that.
Yeah. This is Dr. Lonnie Carton in the
learning. The refrigerator team.
Okay, so a saxophone player, Ornette Coleman, a jazz player, jazz saxophone player, very modern, way, way back. He was playing also a white saxophone made out of a plastic kind of thing. He's very, very progressive. In fact, I found him at that time. I haven't heard him lately. I've been a little out of touch with things. But I find him so far out, I never found him too entertaining. Maybe I would now.
So is it just the instruments that were progressive, or is the music progressive also?
It was a progressive instrument. Oh, okay. So it was a white plastic saxophone. But also he was. I mean, he was really far out back then. Now, maybe it would not seem that way now.
Now, what does back then refer to?
Well, back then I was only, that was probably about 35 years ago. I was only 59 at the time. No, he was when I was doing the all-night jazz show, he came along back then. Well, okay, this will be a clue then for you. The all-night jazz show that I did ran from 57 to 68.
When did he come by?
And I think he was sort of in the middle of that. Maybe the early 60s he started performing. I think. Maybe a little bit earlier than that. So that's so you figure out his age from that. And let's see. We'll start with you, Jack.
Ornette Coleman.
That's the guy.
Plastic horn.
And very, very far out. Very, at one time, there were a group of musicians who decided that tempo, melody, and the usual kinds of things that tied music together didn't really matter. And it became kind of a free-form kind of thing.
Everybody was sort of playing their own song.
In a way, somehow they get three or four musicians together and say, how can they play together if each one is going to play free-form? There must have been some tying in. I don't know. It sounded wild to me, and I never grooved on it. You know what I'm saying, man?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like that cat has got to be.
Oh boy, that's hip.
Oh yeah.
He was hip when it was hip to be hip also.
I see. Oh, I see.
That's a lyric from a Dave Frischberg song. It's called I'm Hip. It's a very funny song.
I see.
Could you sing us a few bars?
Well, I have a record at home, not only by Dave Frischberg, but a woman named Blossom Deary. She's got a sweet little voice, like her name. But an excellent cafe kind of singer. And she says, she sings that lyric. She says, sometimes she's so hip that everybody calls her man. Or something like that. I don't know.
Wild.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
I was, yeah.
That's really out there.
No, it's a funny lyric. I'm not doing you justice, as you have indicated, by your mouth noises. Disgusting, all of them. You know, we're way behind. I thought we had all kinds of time, because I got 950 more names to do for you here.
Wow.
We're only about halfway through this thing. Oh, I can hear the dials changing now. Halfway through this, is there no end to this thing? What is it? Okay. Anyway, who are we? It was you, Jack. Were you guessing?
Yeah. Let me see. He was hip when it was hip to be hip. So that's got to. He's got to be 62.
62. That is the most brilliant bit of figuring ever, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Emilio, what do you think? How old is Ornette Coleman?
What's his first name? Ornette?
Ornette. Oh, it's like...
I was confusing it.
I don't know what it's like. It's O-R-N-E-T-T.
Well, it's like, you know, it's Ornette with an O.
It's like fishing rod or net.
That's true. That's the way it is.
That's a good line.
Right. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Very good.
I still don't know who he is. I'm going to say, I was 35 when you were 59, and it was back in, so 61.
Okay, I don't mind you not knowing Ornette Coleman. That's a little rare. Or Philip Roth, but when we did President Clinton's birthday and you didn't know who he was either, I really began to worry a little bit. Now, Tony, what do you think?
I act not too much right now. Not at all. When you said the plastic horn,
yeah.
Would you call it that it may have been a little ornate?
No, I'd never say anything like that.
No, but it did have a lot of scrolling on the side.
Yeah, that's what I was... Yeah, exactly. Since he was far out, Anyhow. I don't know anymore. 63. I'll just throw out an answer.
Okay, I thought that for a while.
You know what we should have did? We should have all guessed at the same time separate answers, and that would have been like a free-form birthday game.
Sure. Just that'd be good, too. Yeah, with no specific beat or anything.
No. 63-205, it's just something like that.
Everyone yelling at different people if we wanted.
Yeah,
you could. Sure. That's right, we could do that. One time we'll do that, and you'll guess different.
Sure.
Or just say the age of somebody, and we'll have to guess who you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's a small idea for a game, isn't it? Hey, Rod, what do you think?
I'm thinking about it.
Well, since I never heard of this person, let me see. I will say, play it safe, put in the middle, 65.
Okay, this guy is not particularly well-known, is he?
I know who he was. I haven't seen him.
But you've heard
seen his horn, but...
Really? Yeah, the horn sounds familiar, but I don't know who this guy is.
Jeez, I'm a little concerned about that, Tony.
Dave, what do you think, Dave?
Again, somebody I've never heard of before in my entire life. He must be 67.
67 is a good age for somebody you've never heard of.
Exactly.
Exactly. And you, Howard?
He's definitely not that old, and I've actually heard of him. He's 58.
58, okay.
That's because he's a male. If he was a female, he'd be 52.
And if he were a horse, he'd be 106 in horse age. What does that mean? I don't know.
97 for you and me, Norm.
Okay, that's right. That's right. If we were horses...
Wait a minute. If we were horses, then ride. What is that saying?
Would be counting.
I'd only be 9 years old. Oh boy, to be a horse. Anyway.
Hey.
What do you say, Bob?
Well, I don't mean the horn in, but I'll say 59.
Horn in.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
He's always had to come in blowing his own horn with stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Scared
a little off key.
I guess we'll make sure, that's right, low key.
Yeah. Mm. Hold on just a minute, everyone, just a second. Arlene.
Yes, Norm.
I wonder, I don't want to bother you, while we're in the middle of all of this, but could you just tell us how old you think? And it's going to be a real turnout for all of us. Ornette Coleman, how old? For God's sake, is he?
Well, Norm,
yeah.
I'm not sure, but I'd say 60.
Well, that's a wonderful guess.
He's ready to find my heart's beating a little fast enough.
You won the game.
Okay.
I think he is 60.
My head is a spinning.
actually, we have two winners on this because he's 64 today. And so Tony said 63.
Hey.
And Rod said 65.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, so, Rod is now on the scoreboard here, or whatever you call whatever I'm scribbling. And that means we have a ton of ties with Arlene and Bob and Tony and Jack all have two apiece.
Wow.
Rod has one, and Howard, Dave, and Emilio.
We're all together in this one.
All together, man.
I think that's the first time I have ever heard or seen you do that.
Can we get a new mic for Norm?
Okay.
I don't think all that phlegm's going to conduct electricity, huh?
Okay.
Norm.
Yes.
I got to tell you something before I forget this. This is really crazy. Please. You know the guy that the Gold Bond commercial in the beginning of the hour? to me, he sounds like, I don't know what his real name is, but the guy that played Patty Duke's boyfriend, Richard, he just sounds like an older version of him.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I've never...
So you'll have to listen next time he comes on. Wow. I forgot his name.
Is it the guy who's... No, no, that's not the guy.
Boy, that's some sensitive hearing.
the Gold Bond guy.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever.
Yeah, he played him in the beginning of the hour.
Yeah, but I've never seen the Patty Duke show.
Oh wow!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Have you seen the Patty Duke show?
No, I don't think I ever have.
Sure, they're cousins, identical cousins.
Yeah,
identical cousins.
Every day, sure. They laugh alike. They walk alike. At times, they even talk alike.
Is Patty Duke? Does she play the part of twins?
Yeah. You know
what you're saying? Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, it was her cousin.
Looked
just like her.
Okay. Do you know the name Patrick McGowan?
Yeah.
McGowan. Who doesn't know that?
McGowan. Okay. The eminent McGowan?
No, McGowan, which would be McGowan, I would think.
The prisoner.
That doesn't say that here, but that's another clue.
That was a series he created and starred in. The prisoner.
Oh, really?
Wasn't he Steed in the Avengers?
It says he played John Drake in the Secret Agent Adventure series in the 1960s. There's a clue. The show's theme was Secret Agent Man by Johnny Rivers.
Breaks on.
Yeah, that's all it says about him. But you say he was also in those other things, too?
Yeah, see, John Steed was played by Patrick McNeed.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but all right. Patrick McGowan did a British series called The Prisoner, which is a cult favorite now, which is run on the Sci-Fi Channel, which was one of my favorite shows when I was young.
Huh. Okay, that's the Patrick McGowan. Let's start with you then. You're knowledgeable about this guy.
Okay, well, he was about, I would say, in his late 30s then, which was the late 60s, so I'll put him up probably 62 now, 63.
60 which?
62, 63.
Well, which one do you want to say?
I'll say 63.
Okay. And Howard, what would you say?
65.
Howard would say 65, and Emilio would say...
Since Howard has zero and I have zero, I'll go with 65 also.
Woohoo! That's the limit in Canada.
It's the limit here in Massachusetts also, in certain parts of the state.
It'd be too much to say that, though. It's the limit here in Massachusetts and some parts of the state.
And
in non-urban areas.
Yeah. Okay, Arlene, what do you say?
63.
Arlene says 63. And Dave?
Now, this is a man we're talking about, correct, Norm?
This is a man named Patrick McGowan. That's correct.
Patrick, yes, that would definitely mean that it would be a man, I would assume.
Well, you never can tell.
That's right. Yeah. If I said Pat McGowan, you could be confused.
I could be.
Yeah.
There might be a margin for error in there, but I would say his exact age as of today would be
67. I love the people who know absolutely nothing. I love when they put it together like that.
67.
It sounds so official. Second of time.
Okay, and Bob, what do you think?
I'll say 64.
64. Okay. That's a pretty good accent for a guy from Pittsburgh. Jack Hart, what do you say? Or as we say, Jack Hat.
Hat? I'd say so. He's going to be 68.
Ooh. 68.
Hat.
And Tony?
63.
63. Okay. Actually, let's see. Patrick McGowan is 66.
Ooh, does
that mean Howard and Emilio are on the board?
I think Emilio is on the board.
Oh, Emilio!
Yes. Dave. Dave said 67. Dave.
Yeah, so
no.
I'm
going. But Howard said 65
right.
also.
So we all hit the board.
So it's three of you. Yeah, everybody's got scored at least once.
But one swoop with a pen.
I'm a year older than somebody else that we've had here, and I didn't get a darn thing.
Because someone hit it exactly.
Well, I don't care about that.
Dave, don't get uppity now.
Look at our rules. Rules
can we hold this game over? That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, would it be fun?
A two-hour birthday game.
Jeez, I think it's too much. Even an hour is enough to make anybody nauseous. Okay, how about Ruth Pointer of the Pointer Sisters?
Which one is she?
She's the one in the middle, but looks like she's on the right.
Okay. And why is that?
An optical illusion.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Now, can she register as an assumed teacher's aide?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I guess so, yes.
Doesn't she live in the area?
I don't know. She's from California. I don't know where she's living now.
Milton, Mass. And one of them lives around here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Ruther's one. There's Anita, Bonnie, and June.
Well, beyond that.
Are the other sisters. But I don't know. They did some backup work for Grace Slick, Boz Skaggs, and others. It says the biggest hit was Slow Hand in 1981. I can tell you that in around 1978 or 9, they recorded an album which had some great jazz things on it. Black Coffee. I think Don't Smoke in Bed might have been another one. Some pretty, very pretty things.
Which was also a public service announcement.
Well, they did I'm So Excited and Neutron Dance and a lot of those, too.
That's right, yeah. I'm So Excited was kind of nice. They're pretty bunch of ladies. Hope she is that, because he said it's so nice. And Bob?
I'm going to go with, 40.
40. And Howard?
47.
Okay, what do you think, Dave?
Now, this is the middle, the youngest, or the older sister?
Just guess.
I don't know. I have no idea. Because we're running. We're going to talk right through the news if you don't get something going
all right,
here.
All right. Let me see, Howard. What did you get?
Doesn't matter. Just
Howard said 47. Say something, Dave.
Say something. 36.
And Rod?
42.
And Tony?
Who brought up the thing about what area she comes in Boston? Who brought, if they live in the area? Who said
Dave
that?
Dave did that, but...
I don't want to needle you, but what was your point? Okay, she's 48. I had to say that.
Is that a girl?
I don't want to needle you, but what was your point? Yeah.
Emilio?
I'm going to point in a totally different direction. I'm going to say 47.
Hey, that was my guess.
Okay, and Jack? That's right, it was yours, Howard.
48.
48. Okay, she's 48 years old today.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yes.
So we're going to have to close the game at that point. The winner is Jack Hart. And thank goodness.
No, did I just get two? Or did I have Tony?
Well, you said 48 also. I'm sorry. No, Tony tied also. Don't anybody get nervous. I'll make the news. I'm very good at this. My many years in broadcasting have honed this to a beautiful finish.
How many more do you have left?
No, I got just one more, but I think we've hit enough.
You don't have to settle the prize. You just want to end this thing.
That's right. I can end it. Tony and Jack both tied. The rest of you all did very, very well. Everybody scored at least something.
I didn't get anything.
And Arlene and Bob did the best.
And Will.
So, Arlene.
I love you, Arlene.
Does Arlene get a date with Bob? Is that it?
Yeah, hey, listen, I got to get going. Bye-bye, Arlene. Bye-bye, Bob. Bye-bye, Howard and Dave.
Bye.
And bye-bye, Rod.
Bye.
And
from ABC News.
Wasn't that about as much pun as you could have with a dumb birthday game? I love the way we squeezed every drop of comedy and foolishness out of that hour. Please don't forget about supporting the show by joining Patreon. The link is below. And always keep liking, subscribing, and sharing. See you next week with another thrilling rebroadcast podcast. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. 4. Sangawitches and seeing the picture show this after. The Quad State area of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. Portnoy's complaints. Counting the huffs and puffs. Drinking, smoking, and thinking of women. Broadcasting crap. Well, because without it, we wouldn't be here. Dr. Lonnie Carton. Mouth noises. Freeform dumb birthday game. Raspberries. Optical illusions. Rod the security guard, Emilio, Morris, Nathan, Marotta, Jack, gallbladder, Hart, and Norm, Marion, but you can call me Betty, Nathan, I'm Tony, the intellectual, Nesbitt.